The man who's admitted carrying out the attacks is Anders Behring Breivik. He's released a manifesto. He did so just before the bombing of the government buildings in Oslo and the mass shooting on the island of Utøya. The 1,500-page document calls for the expulsion of Muslims from Europe and the elimination of what Breivik calls the multiculturalist politics that he says facilitated the immigration of Muslims to European countries. Usman Rana is a columnist for the Norwegian newspaper Aftenposten in Oslo. He's also a Muslim.
At the moment, I think Muslims and myself are taking fully part in the grief after terror attacks against Norway as Norwegians. On the other hand, I think it's also important to understand and reflect upon how this terror attack could hit Norway. And that kind of makes some Norwegian Muslims scared because the terrorists wanted to attack the multicultural society and indirectly Muslims in Norway.
Well, I wonder if since, as you say, Muslims were not the target of Anders Breivik's weapons, they are the target of his hatred. So in the week since the attack, has the climate changed there for you, for others in the Muslim community?
I think the Norwegian discussion, and I think also the European discussion on Islam and multiculturalism will change. And hopefully we'll get more unity across religious lines, and also that the debate will not be so based on conspiracy theories about so-called Muslim takeover of Europe. These conspiracy theories and rhetoric about Muslim takeover and that Muslims pose a danger to the West, I think that is what makes some of Norwegian Muslims scared and afraid, because even though the terrorist's actions were unique and no one wants to support his actions, obviously, there are all across the West thinkers, intellectuals who have such opinions, and these opinions are growing. So I think that they should think about whether their demonization of Muslims, their conspiracy theories, have the potential of radicalizing youngsters in the West.
Dr. Rana, when I ask about the climate, I'm wondering if in either direction you felt anything over the past week, anything you can point to that feels different for you and other Muslims. I mean, in part we're seeing from the outside Norway looking like it's in this enormous national embrace. And I wonder if you feel as though Muslims in Norway feel like they're included in that.
Definitely. I think we as Norwegians stand even more united after this terrorist attack. And actually, on Tuesday, the prince and the foreign minister visited one of the largest mosques in Oslo to include the Muslims in the grief. And I think four or five Muslims, Norwegian Muslims, were also killed in this terrorist attack. So I think that Muslims feel included in Norway, and even more so now. And we stand very united after this terrorist attack. And I think the terrorist has lost because of us being united.
One of the things that you have written is that in the capital, Oslo, somewhere around 20 to 25% of the population has a non-Norwegian background. You say most of them are Muslims. To what extent are they assimilated in the broader culture in Oslo?
I think it's important to know that Norway is a very well-functioning multicultural society. We don't have any ghetto-like neighborhoods like you have in London and Bradford in the UK. And because of that, I think it's very disturbing that Norway is the first country to be attacked by a right-wing terrorist who is against multiculturalism. Because you have other countries like Denmark, Holland, Switzerland, and France where anti-multiculturalism has gained more political power and where there are more tensions between minorities and the majority.
So I wonder if there's any reason for you to feel as though you have more to worry about now after this attack.
I think we all have to worry about whether our society is becoming filled with hatred against multiculturalism and hatred against the liberal state, because this is actually an attack on the liberal Norwegian state, on the liberal and open Norwegian democracy. And we also have to think about that this is not a Norwegian issue, this is a pan-European issue, actually, and should carefully examine how our debate on Islam is.
Dr. Usman Rana is a columnist for Norway's Aftenposten newspaper. Very good to talk to you.
Great. Thank you very much.